The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
A different member of the Braves roster joins Nick and Chris every day this month on The Fan. Brought to you by Truist Bank. Welcome to Bravesuary. Look, we all put our heads together, and this is the best we could come up with. We're not very smart.
Friends, how was the offseason?
It was great.
Yeah. So, are you, does it shut off in you pretty quickly?
My wife gives me about 2 weeks. You can't shut it off.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, she'll give me a couple of weeks to where, you know, I'm not waking up and, you know, thinking I have to be someplace, you know, or the phone's not going to ring to talk about baseball. And I just totally shut it off from that point, which is nice because, you know, Alex has done wonderfully about, you know, kind of leaving us alone a little bit. I'll call, you know, on certain guys or whatever, but it's good. I would be able to decompress.
What's the exit? I don't want to call it an exit interview with pitchers, but as you tell them, as you send them off, be smart, blah, blah, blah. Do you guys hand things to them? We'd like you to do this. We were thinking about. How does that work?
Well, I think it's a conversation, you know, throughout the year.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like, I believe in those kind of conversations.
You can't dump everything on somebody.
No.
October, whatever, and say, we'll see you in February.
Right. No, but I think that if it's that many things, then they're probably been struggling. Okay. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So, no, I think it's a... You know, I called Max and says, hey, what do you got? What, you know, for me? And you doing anything new? You thinking about doing something new?
And is that new? Like, are we thinking about adding something?
Right. So those are the kind of conversations because I don't like to be surprised so much. You know what I mean? Because I come in, it's like, here we go. It's like, wait a minute here. You know, I mean, too many guys are, you know, they want to come in and work on something. And what happens is that if I don't get anybody out, that leads to something else, right? It's like, you know, let the game come to you. You know what I mean? Don't go out and try to force something. If you want to work on something, the situation will be there, but get outs, especially early. And then when we start to roll, then we can kind of incorporate it. But guys, they come in, and I've had some crazy stories of guys who, you know, they try to say, I'm going to go work on this. I'll throw the pitch, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 times in an inning, and their space is loaded, nobody out. And then now, after that, they feel like they can't pitch because they lost their confidence.
Right.
You know?
So and it's not just that one pitch. It's everything can go a little bit wacky.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's the reality of being able to, I don't want to say learn a pitch. I will say learn a pitch. What's the reality of being able to pick up a pitch in an offseason?
Oh, no, it's real, for sure. You know, I've had enough guys that have done that. And quite frankly, that's what I would prefer. I think it's very difficult to do it during a season, and I don't like doing that, right? I think a little change of you know, grip, change up, you know, with the change up or something like that, you know, guy, the ball doesn't feel good in their hand for a reason. But a totally new pitch, I don't think so. I just haven't seen guys have success with it, you know, at all. And I don't think we should anybody should do that mid season.
But there's a difference in throwing a pitch and competitively throwing a pitch. Like if I'm doing it in shorts and t-shirt in December,
correct.
What's my opportunity to really present it as a competitive
pitch? It's like anything. Okay, it was Max with the two-seamer, right? The sinker. So we went out and he threw that sinker a lot in his bullpens, and it was like, okay, it's yeah, I guess you could say it's a new pitch, but it's not really. It's a fastball. It's a two-seamer, right? So we went out, and it was really what we decided it was going to be for was the left-handers, you know, the left-on-left, you know, sinkers to run in on him. And he did it enough to where it was finally going like, okay, now let's go. You know, we'll pick the right guys, the right team.
Right.
You just throw it a little bit. And then once he saw the success of it, then he started to build a little bit more and more and more. That's how it's done. You just, I don't think you just run out there and say, okay, I'm going to, I think I'll do this. I'll throw it once in the bullpen and I go to the game. You know, it's not that, it's not that easy to do.
How unbelievable is it? And you've seen games like this where a guy is just, oh, it's his night. It's his mound. I love presence. I talk about it a lot. What do I see? And I know there's bravado. I don't have it tonight, but I got to pretend. How it doesn't happen very often, but you've seen games where guys are like, this is pitch and catch, and that guy's not walking around. He's not wasting it. He's not going to a rosin bag. Just give me the ball. I got another one. How incredible, even after you've been in the game a long time, to watch a guy throw that type of game.
Well, no, it's great, right? I mean, that's what you want. But the other thing is how to make up a good point, because I believe that's the time you really pay attention to his mechanics, his demeanor. I mean, you really lock it all in, right? So, you know, I believe you have to tell a guy what he's doing right more than what he's doing wrong, because that's all they hear, right? It's like, oh, my God, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. So those games actually present you with a mental picture of, you know, this is what you do, right? You're working faster or whatever the case, and that's always going to be the case, right? They get the ball, and they're going right back to the mound, right? And they're going.
You can feel it even through a TV. Like, I've been in the ballpark. I've seen some of those games. I was like, hey, man, I don't know if he came out of the bullpen with everything. I don't know if he got the best night of sleep ever. There is something different. And look, we say this all the time. I'd rather learn from a win than a loss. And that goes back to what you said. When we're always hearing about what they did, they know.
Yeah.
They know. They gave up 6 runs. They know. But when you can learn from a win, hold on to this feeling. This is what you did. This was your pace. This was your tempo. No shake-offs. Like, those are, you learn from those, too.
No question. No, absolutely. You know, and I think it's going to help us with these new rules, right? It's guys getting the ball and going.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It really is.
Is it great for everybody?
Well,
some guys are going to have to learn to adapt.
Right, but I think everybody, in a sense, when they're going well, they're going quicker.
Yes,
they are.
No doubt.
Now they may be, say a 30-second guy. Yeah. I bet you they're going 22. Then, you know what I mean? It's like they're so much quicker, and you don't give the hitters the chance to like make the adjustment and go. And the game just is crisp, and your delivery's better. Your everything about what's going on is better for you.
Yeah. So Sean Murphy, Rick works with pitchers. No, he works with pitchers and catchers.
Right.
So bringing a new guy in, or a new guy being here, what does spring training become? Side sessions and him getting to know not only physical abilities, mental acuity.
Sure.
What is it a guy likes? What don't they
like? Well, I mean, I think he, him and Sal obviously have been talking a lot, and I think it's getting him to catch as many guys that he can catch, right? I mean, that's probably the most difficult thing is understanding what their stuff does.
Yep.
And quite frankly, for me, I think it's interesting to hear what he has to say. Oh, my gosh, this pitch is doing this and
different,
that. This
different, right. Different. Yeah.
Absolutely, where it's like, okay, well, maybe we can use this in different spots, or maybe we should use this more, right? Because I think the catchers are the ones that they're back there. They're the ones that, just tell me. Just tell me the truth. Don't BS me here, right? I mean, I don't want to hear that. You know, if it's a strike, it's a strike. But don't tell me it's a strike when it's a ball, right? You know, I'll back you. All that kind of stuff. But let's be honest here.
What's the relationship between you and catchers when it comes to a nod, a look? Is he losing it?
Oh, absolutely.
But are catchers' personalities different or is it just supposed to be like, I'm not supposed to be able to tell. Like, if I'm in a crowd, I don't think I want to see you guys talking. I think there's probably something that's a little bit of a shake of a head, a little bit of a...
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to, at that point, sometimes there are guys that don't want to be involved in that, right?
Right.
But, yeah, there are times when it's like, let's go. It's like, it's like when Snit goes out to the mound and he'll, how many guys are going to say, no, I don't have any more. You know what I mean? They just give you the ball. generally, but you got to know who to go out and ask, right? Uh-huh. You notice the Snit will go out and talk to you know, Max a lot, right?
Yeah.
And then walk back off the mound, right?
Keep him in the game.
But yeah, I do talk to the catchers about that. What do you think? Uh-huh. You know, how's this stuff? What, you know, what do you feel? We talk about it all the time, you know.
And the thing I notice, too, is sometimes if a manager's made his decision, he's made his decision. When you walk out, am I crazy to think that you look at the catcher before you even get to the mound?
I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I do. And a lot of times, sometimes I'll, because usually when you get up there, you know, they're kind of pacing around or looking around, and maybe the shortstop's there or whatever. I'll maybe get a chance to say, you know, how's he doing, or, you know what I mean? But a lot of times it's like, you know, even before, right? It's like, you know, we're going to let him go back out. How's he doing, right? I mean, is this stuff? He goes, yeah, he's doing great, but let's, you know.
Yeah, have somebody ready. Have right? somebody ready.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Here's the last one for you. Have you, how long have you been a pitching coach?
Well, I mean, 17 years, maybe 16, okay. 15, something like
that. What do you think of the two words, pitching coach? Mm-hmm. Is that, because I've asked guys about it. Am I a hitting coach? I kind of am. Am I a pitching coach? What am I? I'm a guy who at times puts a foot up a rear end, at times pulls back. So I know, I get the verbiage, and I get somebody, you have to describe what the job is. But isn't it kind of a little bit more than that?
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
It's not all mechanical. I think pitching coach, people, oh, what's the mechanical part of it? I said, brother, that is a sliver of what is happening.
Well, you're right. And you know, the crazy thing is I guess 2006 was my first big league job.
Uh-huh.
And I can't even, I'm so different from that guy on what I thought.
Feel? No.
Yeah, well, yeah. But, you know, you got to understand, I thought it was all about mechanics, right? I thought that was the fix of everything and everybody, and I was so wrong. You know, I was so wrong. You know, and now I feel like I understand that it's so much more mental.
You're in the people business.
Exactly. Right? You have to be. You know, you have to be able to understand what's going on. I mean, I tell a story about, you know, we got Zach Greinke's trade for Zach when I was in Milwaukee. And he got injured, so I didn't get a chance to really deal with him a whole lot in spring training and all this. And, you know, he was doing some things mechanically that were just a mess. But he was so talented he got away with it. Yeah. But I'm like, man. And one day, he was very hard to talk to as far as, like, getting him to trust. So I had to figure out a way to trust him to trust me. Uh-huh. Just like I do all my guys, right? They have to be able to trust. Right. Otherwise, you're done in this game.
People business.
Exactly. So he's in there. We're in St. Louis. I'll never forget it. He's throwing his bullpen, and he looks at me and says, is that a strike or a ball? And I said, well, that's a strike. He goes, well, I can't tell. You know, I can't tell. I can't see the plate, right? It's like, I can't see that part. So now he's starting to open the door, and he goes, what do you think? And then it was like, and that's an extreme case because, you know, he really had to, you know, a new guy. There was a lot of some trust issues with some pitching coaches, I think. And once that happened and that got fixed a little bit, then it was like, okay, you know, now I can trust you. But that's kind of an extreme case to where, you know, most of the guys, you can sit there and you talk to them and it's like, okay, let's go. This is what I think. What do you think? You know, it's a short conversation.
Well, and again, I was just telling, I think it was Spencer Schreider, that I had the opportunity to speak to guys who were very veteran. I sought out, it was a few years ago, three, 4 years ago. I said, I'm going to go find veteran pitchers. And all I want to ask them is, what's your routine off day compared to the 22, 23 over? It was amazing. To a man, they all said, you know what I've realized? I don't need to do more. There are days I need to do less. Put it down. Put it down. And he said, when you're 23, 24, piss vinegar, I got to, oh, what, that didn't work right. I'm going to fix it today, and I'm going to stay here. That's not a real thing.
No, it's not a real thing. And it's you know what's crazy about it is you can put a guy, you know, like a guy comes out of the bullpen, right? He's been in the bullpen the whole time, and he's like, you know, I always say, well, how long is it going to take to get ready? Well, how long does it take to get ready? Oh, it's, you know, 10, 12 pitches. And then it's like, okay. And then it's like, okay, you're gonna be an opener today. And they're playing long toss. And they're, you know, they go down there and it's like, oh, I'm starting today. So now I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to throw my 30 or 32. And it's like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Why? You know what I mean? Just because you're starting the game doesn't mean you change
the
everything.
The only thing
about
different is the clock.
It's exactly
the
right.
The time on the clock. You have to be the same.
Exactly right. There's no different.
Yeah.
There's no difference. I think the tough thing about it is the build up to the game, right? You know, so some starters, some pitchers are better off if, or relievers, it's like, you know, or something happens and you just, you know, we need you, man. Yeah, let's go. You know, right? So you don't have time
to
think about it.
Some people shouldn't think more.
Well, you got that right.
Yeah, and some people.
No, you're exactly right. There's too much in this game, you know, to where they think things through instead of, you know, just letting your natural. Look, Max told me the first day I met him, right? And that's the other thing, you know, you have to understand, remember what guys tell you.
Yeah.
You know, what they think, right? And he told me from my first conversation, Max, what do you need to do? I need to be athletic. I need to be athletic. And then so that will come out, you know, 5 years later, that comes out a lot because he knew that he's an athletic guy,
it's
right?
Yourself, though, too. It's
100%. It's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing about myself is getting, look, if I can get these guys to get to know themselves, then, you know, better than anybody else, that's great,
well,
right?
Well, who's the easiest person to bullshit?
Right?
Like when you can BS yourself more than anybody else.
Right.
So you need people who either make you accountable.
Right.
Let you know that your reality isn't really the reality right now.
Right.
It's great. These results tell me it's not great. I'm not telling you I don't want you to feel good about yourself.
Right.
But you're carrying around a false bravado now.
Right.
You're not realistic about what we need to do here.
Yes. It is, to a certain extent, I think they all have to have a feeling. Because if you didn't think you were, you know
no
what
doubt.
I mean?
No doubt.
There's a difference there, you know. It's like, so I believe that, so somebody told me the year we won the World Series that came out. Because everything's scrutinized, you know what I mean? I had the least amount of mound visits in major leagues. And I'm thinking like, well, that's good, right? Because I think, look, I can't be running out there every time, right? It's like, but the way I look at it is they've got to coach themselves. They got to figure out how to get through it, you know?
Yeah, it's not a handheld world.
We're
not playing T-ball.
No, we're not.
Last one. When you go out to a mound, have you ever wanted to put your fist through a sternum? Like, I know, no, I'm serious because, look, I'm not going to name any names, but nibblers drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Nibblers who look like they shouldn't be nibblers drive me even more crazy.
Right.
Are there moments that you've honestly had to say, I'm not going to, but
do you
know who, look at you. Go look in a mirror. What are you nibbling for? Why is today the day that you're deciding you're going to prance around this instead of attacking?
No, 100%. You're exactly right. But usually it's hearing one thing and doing another, right? I'm going to do this.
But.
And then you see something else, right? And sometimes they don't realize it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They're just trying to make that pitch, but it appears that way. And they have absolutely, pitchers are unbelievable. There's certain guys that when they come back and go, I can't believe that was that they hit the guy hit that pitch out, right? They'll say it was down and away, you know, certain guys, and it's literally thigh high, yeah, you know, up out over the plate. But there are guys that really are pretty good, you know. But those guys also they're slow. They can slow it. They slow it down, right? They understand where it's going.
I've been here before.
Yeah,
I've been here before.
Right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. So, you know, hopefully we get to that point with a lot of these guys.
And when you're relying on young guys, you hope that there's a self-awareness. Get him into as many situations as possible. Let him get out of some himself. Let him know today you don't get the opportunity to get out of this.
Well, here's the great thing about, you know, Brian Snitker, right? So I can, you know, we'll be sitting in the dugout, and it's like my job is to give him some options, mm-hmm. you know, with Walt, and say, okay, you know, this guy, whoever, you know, he'll be ready for whatever. We talk about the conversations, and then when it's time, you know, I'll give my opinion, uh-huh. but it's, you know, he says, well, no, he needs to stay in because
what we have lined up.
Well, or he needs to do this for
this situation.
The situation, but he needs because this will help him down the road,
yeah.
right? So it's like if they never experience it, how do you think that they're going to be able, when you really need it, how are they going to give it to you? It's almost like the third time through. It's like you take a guy out all the time. He starts looking over his shoulder. Oh, good, I'm almost done. Yeah. And that is a bad
mentality.
I think it is.
Yeah,
now, you might do it, but you know, they got to think, hey, look, I got to go here, right?
Yeah.
Because
this is my game.
You can't shut your mind off thinking. I've had guys that, because of six innings and three runs, you know, they think they're done.
Quality start.
That's right. And then
look
like,
at me.
I'm ready to go, right?
Yeah.
And then,
yeah. Well, it's a five and dive now.
Right? But you don't know what their goals are.
Yeah.
And then once they reach that, they can mentally shut it down.
It's a box.
Yeah.
You help put them in a box.
Absolutely. Yeah. So for me, you know, I just think that Snitz does such a great job of running that and his feel for, you know, when to take guys out. And it may not work, but if it doesn't work, he'll go, you know, he'll be better for that next time.
Right. There was a purpose.
Yes, there is. There always is a purpose with him, and which is phenomenal, right? Because that's probably, that's a big part of this game is like when you leave guys in, mm-hmm. how much rope you give them. You know what I mean? It's big, and it's also big for the confidence of the player, because I've been on the other side of it where they just go in and yank them out.
Yeah.
And the players, I'm telling you, I talk to them all the time, and they went, you know, they're like, well,
he doesn't like me.
He doesn't trust me.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I know. Well, the immature part is he doesn't like me.
Right.
The more mature part is he doesn't trust me.
That's right. And then they start looking over their shoulders.
Yeah.
And everyone like, when are you coming to get me? And then it's like,
oh, you can't pitch that way.
And then it's like you can't break, you cannot break a pitcher's spirit or an athlete. These are the best guys in the world. Why are you going to try to break their spirit, right? I mean, you got to be smart about it. But also, they wouldn't be this way unless they felt like they were the best in the world either, right? And there might be some false bravado on some guys, but they
might be the best today.
Right?
I might be the man who's the best.
Right?
Thanks,
got
man.
It.
Appreciate
got it.
It.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.